מה נבקש עם בוקר אור מאלוהים? מילה קטנה אוהבת, מילה תמה, מילה שבה נמצא את כל הנשמה. מילה קטנה אוהבת, מילה תמה, מילה שבה נמצא את כל הנשמה. אמן למילים, לכוונות, אמן לשירים. שלום ובינך הטובות תאיר את היום, אז נשתוק ביחד את המילים בהן אותי אהבת כל הימים. אז נשתוק ביחד את המילים בהן אותי אהבת כל הימים.
To that, my friends, 11:17 Eastern Daylight Time in Central New Jersey. We are broadcasting live from war-ravaged Central New Jersey, where power lines are down, power is out, streets are closed and flooded, and you say we're supposed to start at 11 o'clock. Well, yes, that's true, but this is not a fun place to drive today. But we're here, and this is a very important show, so we didn't want to miss it. Last week marked the 10th Yahrzeit, the 10th anniversary of the death of Ofra Chaza, and we wanted to devote this show to remember her on the Israel Hour, and we're going to do it through music. We talked about interviews, we talked about speaking to people who knew her. We think the best way to do it is just to play some of Ofra's best music. And how did we pick that music? Well, a couple weeks ago in Israel, Reshet Gimel played a countdown of the top 20 songs of Ofra Chaza's career as voted on by their listeners. Number 11, which is the one you just heard, was Amen Lamilim. We will play, I hope we can get through the top 10, beginning with this one. It's called Goral Echad, in loving memory of Ofra Chaza. In loving memory of Ofra Chaza, we are playing the top 10 best Ofra Chaza songs as voted by listeners to the Reshet Gimel in Israel. What did Ofra Chaza mean to you? Please give me a call right now at 732-932-8800. Email me info@israelhour.com or post a message on Facebook at facebook.com/israelhour.
ואתה מן מילה ארוכה שכזאת שב ידידי ודש לחייך בתקווה שתבין ותפרך השמש עפר עד שקורת את הים ואני מפליגה בתוך הקפקפים לאן שיקחו האורות אני שם עם הלקה הליפסטיק ושאר דאווין כי בא לי לרקוד ובא לי שטויות
88.7 WRSU. My name is Josh Schrell, and we're playing back the very best of Ofra Chaza, marking 10 years since her passing, right here on the Israel Hour. We are eager to hear your thoughts and memories of Ofra Chaza. Give us a call at 732-932-8800 or post a message on Facebook at facebook.com/Israel Hour. This is Yad Biyad. Of Ofra Chaza, 10 years after her passing, her 10th Yahrzeit was last week or so, the 18th of Adar Aleph, just took place on the Hebrew calendar. It has been 10 years since the passing of Ofra Chaza, and we are counting down the top 11 songs as voted by Reshet Gimel listeners a couple weeks ago. That was number 7, Yad Biyad, on the Israel Hour. Before that, Im Ninalu, a huge international hit for Ofra Chaza. Number 9, before that, Shir HaFrecha, one of Ofra's first hits. Number 10, Goral Echad, before that. And we started today's show off with the 11th most popular song voted by Reshet Gimel listeners, Amen Lamilim, on the Israel Hour. I would love to hear your memories of Ofra Chaza. We all have some. Anyone who knows anything about Israeli music has definitely been touched by the music of Ofra Chaza in some way. And I'd like to know how that was for you. Whether you're listening to us live or whether you're listening to our archives, I would like to know what Ofra Chaza meant to you and the music of Ofra Chaza meant to you. So email me, info@israelhour.com. If you're listening now live, you can call me on the air, 732-932-8800, or post a message on Facebook. Facebook.com/Israel Hour is the way to do that. I asked the question on Facebook, what did Ofra Chaza mean to our Facebook fans? Ellen said, an absolute treasure who was taken from the earth much too young. Her music is angelic, eternal. The voice of an angel. That's what so many people have said over the years about the music and the voice of Ofra Chaza, that she truly had the voice of an angel, and it's so true. Chezi, one of the former hosts of the Israel Hour, also posted on Facebook. He once interviewed Ofra Chaza for the show, as Meirav and I did as well, and he wrote that when he met her, she was very shy, almost giggly, wanting to know why we, the great American radio station, wanted to interview her. Yes, that's what we are, the great American radio station. Meirav and I interviewed her as well, and she took a liking to Meirav. I don't know why, because we interviewed her over the phone, but I guess she was excited to hear that there was someone named Meirav working at an American radio station. So she took an immediate liking to Meirav, called her Maxima, excellent, and that's something Meirav has been very proud of to this day. You can actually hear part of that interview on our website. Go to israelhour.com, and we'll tell you there are links on in our listening room to hear that. The show that we did in memory of Ofra Chaza when she passed away 10 years ago, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. First, let's get on to the music. Probably one of the most famous songs of Ofra Chaza, one that has skyrocketed her career, one that we all know and love. It's number 6, Ofra Chaza with Chai.
Yeah. בשמיים והוא היחיד, הוא הגדול הנורא, הוא השומר עלינו מצרה. אלוה, שמור עלינו כמו ילדים, שמור נא ואל תעזור, תן לנו אור ושמחת נעורים, תן לנו כוח עוד ועוד. שמור עלינו כמו ילדים, שמור נא ואל תעזור, תן לנו אור ושמחת נעורים, תן לנו גם לאהוב.
מחר נותר לנו עוד בימים, מחר נותר כל היום, שמש תקווה בהמון מבטים, לילה ויום של חלום. הוא בשמיים והוא היחיד, הוא הגדול הנורא, הוא השומר עלינו מצרה.
אלוה, שמור עלינו כמו ילדים, שמור נא ואל תעזור, תן לנו אור ושמחת נעורים, תן לנו כוח עוד ועוד. שמור עלינו כמו ילדים, שמור נא ואל תעזור, תן לנו אור ושמחת נעורים, תן לנו גם לאהוב. אלוה, שמור עלינו כמו ילדים, שמור נא ואל תעזור, תן לנו אור ושמחת נעורים, תן לנו כוח עוד ועוד. שמור עלינו כמו ילדים, שמור נא ואל תעזור, תן לנו אור ושמחת נעורים, תן לנו גם לאהוב.
אדמה, אני קשובה לקולך.
our musical tribute to the wonderful life and the wonderful music of Ofrah Chaza, the late Ofrah Chaza, one of the most important gifts to Israeli music ever. Wow. Ofrah Chaza passed away 10 years ago on February 23rd, 2000. Boy, I remember it well. Oof. And today, 10 years later, we're paying tribute to Ofrah Chaza through music in the best way we know how. We're counting down the top 11 songs of Ofrah Chaza's career, as voted on by listeners of Reshet Gimel in Israel a few weeks ago. That song came in at number 4, Adama. At number 5 before that, Tfilah. And number 6 before that, probably one of the most famous Ofrah Chaza songs, Chai, on the Israel Hour, where we keep Israeli music on your dial, and we can be reached at 732-932-8800. Barbara just gave me a call to tell me how much she enjoyed the concert by Rita last night at Town Hall in New York City, hearing that from a few people, including Ronen, who lives in New Jersey. Apparently she did an amazing show, but we'll get into that some other time. By the way, next week we also have to talk about the Eurovision, because Harel Scott has released 4 songs that will be voted on by Israel to decide which song will represent Israel in the upcoming Eurovision Song Contest. Harel Scott is Israel's choice to represent Israel in the upcoming Eurovision, so we'll tell you more about that next week. But today we're talking all Ofrah Chaza, and Ronen checked in on Facebook, says Ofrah Chaza's music is amazing, she is a goddess of song. Her music sends chills up in anybody's spine. She is an angel of music and will always put meaning into anybody's and everybody's life. Rest in peace, he says, and let the angels of music bless you always. Wow. Post your thoughts on Facebook.com/Israel Hour. Let us know if you have any memories of Ofrah Chaza, what your favorite Ofrah Chaza song is. Now would be the time we'd love to hear it. So post your message now, Facebook.com/Israel Hour. Ofrah Chaza, according to Wikipedia, was an Israeli singer, actress, and international recording artist of Yemenite Jewish ancestry. Chaza was born the youngest of 9 children in the poor Tel Aviv neighborhood of Hatikva. She became an instant local, then national success story, the subject of great pride for many Israelis of Yemenite origin. Her voice has been described as mezzo-soprano of near flawless tonal quality, capable of lending itself to a variety of musical styles with apparent ease, to say the least. Inspired by a love of her Yemenite Jewish culture, the appeal of her musical art quickly spread to a wider Middle Eastern audience, somehow bridging the divide between Israel and the Arab countries. As her career progressed, the multilingual Chaza was able to switch between traditional and more commercial singing styles without jeopardizing her credibility. The music, too, fused elements of Eastern and Western instrumentation, orchestration, and dance beat. Success was to follow in Europe and the Americas. During her singing career, she earned many platinum and gold discs. Ofrah Chaza died on February 23, 2000, at the age of 42, of AIDS-related multiple organ failure. While the fact of her HIV infection is now generally acknowledged, the decision by the respected Israeli newspaper Haaretz to report about it shortly after her death caused much controversy in Israel. After Chaza's death was announced, Israeli radio stations played non-stop retrospectives of her music, and Prime Minister Ehud Barak praised her work as a cultural emissary, commenting that she also represented the Israeli success story. Quote, Ofrah emerged from the Hatikva slums to reach the peak of Israeli culture. She has left a mark on us all. The disclosure that Chaza likely died as a result of AIDS added another layer to the public mourning. That a star with a reputation for clean living could be stricken caused shock among fans, debate about the media's potential invasion of her privacy, and speculation about how she became infected, particularly blaming her husband. She is buried in Hayarkon Cemetery in Tel Aviv. Ofrah Chaza, marking 10 years since her passing on February 23rd, 2000. Le'orech hayam on the Israel Hour. Tagid li ech la'atzorat hadma'ot. I would like to hear from anyone who was at the tribute to Ofra Chaza at the 92nd Street Y on Sunday. 732-932-8800.
Mama,
תשכח שירת השניים גבריאל.
The number two song of Ofra Chaza's career is voted on by Reshet Gimel listeners in Israel, Gavriel. Before that, the number three song, Le'orech Hayam, by Ofra Chaza, as we celebrate her life, her career, and her music right here on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. I mentioned that we interviewed, Meirav and I interviewed Ofra Chaza, I believe it was back in 1997, by phone. When she passed away, Meirav and I were working on a project, an internet-only project called RadioIsrael.com, and we were completely in shock at the time, and quickly put together some sort of tribute show with some interviews and some a whole lot of music, and we played part of our interview with Ofra we could not find, but the second half, I believe, of the interview we were able to find. If you would like to hear our interview with Ofra Chaza back in 1997, go to IsraelHour.com, scroll to our listening room where it says hear the show, click on hear the show, scroll to the near the bottom of that page, and you'll see a link for our 2-hour broadcast in memory of Ofra Chaza. It's in real audio format, so you'll need real audio to hear it, but worth your time. Some great music, some great interviews, reaction to her death from people who knew her well. Definitely worth checking out if you're an Ofra Chaza fan. It's at IsraelHour.com, click on hear the show and scroll to the link for Ofra Chaza, and you'll be able to hear that interview. I mentioned a few minutes ago, there was a big tribute to Ofra Chaza at the 92nd Street Y. I said it was on Sunday. It was actually this past Thursday. Sorry about that. I'm curious to hear from anyone who was there. I couldn't make it myself, but I know Rita participated. I know Boaz Mauda participated. I know Kobi Oshrat was the one who put it all together. We actually talked to Kobi Oshrat in that broadcast that I just referenced, so check that out. Kobi knew her very, very well. So I'm curious to hear how that was. Let me know. info@israelhour.com or facebook.com/israelhour. Billy is running a few minutes late, so I have time for our number one song. It was a song that surprised me that this song is made number one, but it did, and this is, according to voters on the Reshet Gimel website, the most popular song ever recorded by the wonderful, the great Ofra Chaza. This is Mishehu Holech Tamid Iti by Ofra Chaza on the Israel Hour.
היו ימים חמים, ימי בצורת, פנה יבשו כסדק אדמה, שדי כמל ולא נותר לקצורת, שאלתי, לחשתי, בשביל מה? החורף שוב יקה ביקור כחרב, והמבט כוסה גרירי בשתי עיניי, ומסדקי קירות ניבט העצב. שאלתי, נחשתי עד מתי, אך לצרב עם רוח ערב, על אל אשר לא הרפיתי. אני יודעת, אני שומעת, מי שהוא הולך.
מי שהוא הולך תמיד
Going out to Angel, who says this is his favorite Ofra Chaza song. He told us that on Facebook a few weeks back. Mishu Holech Tamid Iti, the number one song by Ofra Chaza, as voted on by Reshet Gimel listeners. We are waiting the arrival of the Turkish hour. We are awaiting the arrival of the Turkish hour. Billy is navigating through the same central Jersey mess of roadways that prevented me from getting here on time. So we'll continue in just a few minutes with more great music by the one and only, the late Ofra Chaza. First, we'll pause for station identification. This is WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. 88.7 on the dial and worldwide at WRSU.org.
Avir harim tzalul kayayim v'reach orani nisa beruach arbaim im kol pamoni.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break into such a beautiful song, but our time is up for today on the Israel Hour. What can I say? Music brings chills to your spine, the voice of an angel. You can check out on Facebook.com what some of our listeners have said about Ofra Chaza over the past few weeks. There was a lot of discussion about her on the date of her yard site back a couple of weeks ago. So check that out, Facebook.com/Israel Hour. Ofra, you will always be in our hearts, and your music will always be in our ears. We love you and we miss you. 10 years after her passing, the music of the great Ofra Chaza. We'll be back next Sunday to play our regular great mix of Israeli music. Be sure to tune in then. Hopefully the weather will be a little more cooperative. We're back next Sunday at 11 a.m. and anytime at israelhour.com. Be sure to download a free podcast anytime, anywhere. Until next week, my name is Josh Rohn. You're attuned to 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up next. Shalom Aleichem from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsiku Lashir.